I'm going to call this meeting to order. Ms. Doyle, would you please call the roll?
Vice Chair Rita Athus.
Present.
Trustee Dennis Barsima.
Here.
Trustee John Butler.
Here.
Trustee Montel Gales.
Here.
Trustee Veronica Herrero.
Here.
Trustee Tim Moore.
Here.
Trustee Bob Pritchard.
Here.
Board Chair Eric Watsowitz.
Here. Mr. Perry, would you please confirm that appropriate notice of this meeting has been provided and that we have a quorum present?
Good afternoon, Mr. Chair. You do have a quorum present and appropriate notice has been provided pursuant to the Illinois Open Meetings Act.
Okay. May I have a motion to approve the agenda as proposed?
So moved, Herrera.
Second. Second, Moore.
All right, Tim. You're in the game. Love it.
Yep.
Okay. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, we'll call the question. All those in favor of approving the meeting agenda signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. May I have a motion to approve the minutes of the regular meeting of the Board of Trustees on June 16, 2022?
So moved, Mr. Chair. Gales.
Second, Athus.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, we'll call the question. All those in favor of approving the minutes signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. I want to welcome the University Advisory Committee representatives present today. The current UAC representatives are Felicia Bohannon, Brad, and I want to say, is it Kripe? Or is it, it's Kripe, okay. Brad Kripe, Katie Jekyll, Ismail Montana, Holly Nicholson, and Karen Wedby. Do you have any comments? Okay, we really are standing between us and lunch. Chair's comments. Well, first of all, I'm excited. A few people left here about the new school year like everyone else is and all the great things that come with it. And I just want to say we are blessed to have a great faculty, staff, students, and administration. I'm starting my second year as chair, and I'm very thankful to our board. So thank you, board, and all of your efforts and the efforts you give to our community throughout the whole year. Go Huskies. Yes, go Huskies. Public comment. Well, we recognize members of the public who have complied with state law and Board of Trustees bylaws by registering their written request to address the board with our parliamentarian. And Mr. Perry, you are the parliamentarian. Have you received any timely request to address this meeting?
Mr. Chair, we do not have any public comment.
Thank you. We'll now move to the President's Report, number 162. President Freeman, will you please present the report?
Thank you, Chair Watt.
Thank you, Chair Wasowitz. Agenda item 7A is recommendations for faculty tenure and or promotion effective 2022 to 23. We heard this item just this morning at the Academic Affairs, Student Affairs, and Personnel Committee. We are recommending hire at the rank of professor with tenure for two academic leaders who joined us over the summer, Rachel Gordon from Health Studies and Scott Robinson from Public Administration. And the recommendation forwarded by that committee was for approval of this request.
May I have a motion to approve?
So moved, Mr. Chair Gales.
Is there a second? By anybody?
Pritchard.
Trustee Pritchard gives us a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, we will call the question, but Ms. Doyle will need a roll call vote because our student trustee Tim Moore is not allowed to vote on tenure. I think we've had a discussion a few times today, but please call the roll.
Vice Chair Rita Athus.
Yes.
Trustee Dennis Barsima.
Yes.
Trustee John Butler.
Yes.
Trustee Montel Gales.
Yes.
Trustee Veronica Herrero.
Yes.
Trustee Tim Moore.
I abstain.
Trustee Bob Pritchard.
Yes.
Board Chair Eric Watsowitz.
Yes.
Moving on to agenda item 7B. Collective bargaining agreement for International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers, AFL-CIO Local Union 364. As our board knows, NIU negotiates with multiple groups of employees that are represented by labor unions. Salary increases and other terms of conditions of employment for bargaining unit members are subject to negotiation. The agreement in front of you has been tentatively approved, ratified by this bargaining unit, and submitted to the Board of Trustees for approval. It is a three-year successor agreement effective May 16th, 2022 through June 30th, 2025 for employees with titles Field Service Tech 1 through Field Service Tech 4. Jesse Perez from Labor Relations is here to discuss the specifics as needed by the board, and the recommendation from the university is that the terms and conditions of this agreement are consistent with our policies and guidelines, and the university recommends approval of this collective bargaining agreement.
May I have a motion to approve?
So moved, Herrero.
Second, Butler.
We have a motion to approve and a second. Is there any discussion? Jesse, you came all the way out here. Is there anything you want to?
Microphone.
Good afternoon. This was a great working experience with the union. The parties get along pretty well, and we're able to come up with a new agreement. It's mostly just an extension of the previous agreement with only three major changes. One of them is wages. The other item is equipment. Some of the bargaining unit members needed equipment to perform their duties, and the department was able to issue that to them. And the duration for a three-year agreement. The initial agreement was only for 1 year, but we've extended all the previous terms and agreement terms and conditions of the previous agreement for another three-year period. And that's the summary of the changes.
Okay. Yes, Trustee Pritchard.
If I may ask, what's the financial impact of this increase?
Well, the first year, the membership received a 6% increase that the rest of the campus received. The concession the department made was the timing on that, where it went a little further back than when the rest of the campus received it. So they received it a month and a half earlier. Outside of that, the year two is 4%, and the last year it's either the campus-wide increase or a minimum of 3%, whichever, you know, whichever is greater, but not both.
Okay, thank you.
Sure. Any other questions, discussion? All right, thank you.
Thank you.
We will call the question then. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries.
Agenda item 7C is real estate property sale, Hoffman Estates Campus. As this board may remember, a little more than a year ago, on March 18th, 2021, the board determined that the Hoffman Estates Campus was surplus to the university needs and authorized the property to be sold under the updated provisions of the Illinois Property Control Act. Today, a reasonable offer is pending on this property, and efforts to close the sale may need to move quickly to accommodate the potential buyer's timeline. Because of Vice President Chinaya's departure, a change in signature authority is needed to provide clarity for the sale process such that the board will authorize the president, me, to execute the sale and collectively with General Counsel Perry and Assistant Secretary Etchell Walden sign all of the related documents on behalf of the board. The university recommends Board of Trustees approval. Updates on the sale and process will be provided at future board meetings.
Do I hear a motion to approve?
Second, Barsema.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, we'll call the question. All those in favor of the proposal for the real estate property sale of Hoffman Estates campus and signatories signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. Are there any other matters requiring the attention of the board today? Take that as a no. The next regularly scheduled meeting of the full Board of Trustees is September 15, 2022 at 9 a.m. The board needs to go into closed session. We do not plan to take up any new business following the closed session. May I have a motion to close the public meeting to conduct a closed session to discuss the following subjects authorized by the Illinois Open Meetings Act. Collective bargaining matters is generally described under Section 2C2 of the Open Meetings Act. Litigation and risk management matters is generally described under Sections 2C11 and 12 of the Open Meetings Act. Real estate matters as generally described under Section 2C, 5, and 6 of the Open Meetings Act. Personal matters as generally described under Sections 2C, 1, 2, 3, and 21 of the Open Meetings Act. Closed session minutes matters as generally described under Section 2C, 21 of the Open Meetings Act.
So moved, Mr. Chair Gales.
Thank you, Trustee Gales. Do I hear a second?
Second, Moore.
All right, Tim, again, you're twice. Any discussion on closing the meeting? Hearing none, Ms. Doyle, would you please call, take a roll call to close the meeting?
Vice Chair Rita Athus.
Yes.
Trustee Dennis Barsima.
Yes.
Trustee John Butler.
Yes.
Trustee Montel Gales.
Yes.
Trustee Veronica Herrero.
Yes.
Trustee Tim Moore.
Yes.
Trustee Bob Pritchard.
Yes.
Board Chair Eric Wadsworth.
Yes, this meeting is now adjourned.